Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning, and you can hear the crowd in the plaza in the background cheering. It is a fun day. It's Thursday morning. That means it is time to check in with our friends at LSS Living, Lutheran Senior Services, lssliving.org. And my Thursday morning co-host, Anne Marie Wallace. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good morning, Andy. Yeah, we have lots of cheering going on today because we have tons of special guests here in studio. Actually, we've created kind of like a Good Morning America Plaza outside your studio, because today we brought with us our talent acquisition team from Lutheran Senior Services, because we're throwing back the curtain and we're talking about what it's like having a career in senior living. So that's why today I brought Katrina McCarver.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning, Katrina. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, you're part of the team at LSS. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So I'm the director of talent acquisition. So talent acquisition is just a big fancy word for recruiting. So we're working on getting the best people to come and help us fulfill our mission and care for our residents.
Now, Anne Marie, I noticed you mentioned when you were talking about today what it's like to be a part of Lutheran Senior Services. You definitely used the word career, not job.
It is. And we feel like here at Lutheran Senior Services, it is a career. It's a calling of
what
we do, to bring our talent, to bring our passion so that we can serve older adults. And I do want to remind people, if you're like, well, how many people are here? A great way to see is by going to facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services. And you can see all the great people that we brought today.
Yay.
They're outside of the studio wall right now cheering.
They even brought their signs today.
Yeah, they did.
Creative signs.
The awesome
three cheers
signs
for LSS. I love it. The grass is greener at Lutheran Senior Services. Excellent. These are creative signs.
My village. I love that. Breeze into our park. Oh, and there in the back, and the talent, mission, passion. So that's something that at LSS that I think that Anne-Marie hit on, is that it really is a mission and it really is a calling. And at some organizations, you know, you see the taglines,
mm-hmm.
but here at LSS, it really is how we live and how we carry out our mission of helping our older adults live life to the fullest.
So we did have two special guests just walk in from our plaza.
Hey!
Hello, hello. Welcome. So we have with us Rachel and Paula, and both have a career here at LSS. And we thought it'd be good to bring them in to talk a little bit about what it's really like. So ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
So tell us a little bit about what community you work at and what you do.
My name's Rachel. I work for St. Joseph's Bluffs and Heistinger Bluffs in Jefferson City. When I started there, I actually started as an RA. I moved to a CNA, and I'm currently administrative assistant in transition to talent acquisition assistant.
Congratulations on your new job.
And shout out to Mid-Missouri.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you had a little bit of a commute this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I came in last night. It was too long of a drive in the morning.
Well, thanks for coming over and spending some time in St. Louis with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
And hi, I'm Paula Mason. I am at Laclede Groves, and I have been there for 12 years. I started off as a CNA, and now I work in staffing and payroll.
Very good.
And I love it.
Very nice.
Why did you've been there 12 years. What has been the thing that has really kept you a part of the LSS family?
That's just it. It's a family. I am a caregiver from the heart. When I am there, it's just like being at a second home. I'm with my family. As I said before, they're like my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, even with my coworkers, my brothers and my sisters. So it's not, you know, going in just to take care of them. A lot of times they've taken care of me. So that's it. I mean, they say, oh, the residents, oh, you make my day. Well, you've made my day. So 12 years felt like, you know, it's just day to day. It's what I love to do.
I think there are some myths about working in senior living communities or caring for older adults. Can we do some myth busting today?
Oh, please, Andy. We love when people ask us that. Katrina, you probably get those questions all the time.
Absolutely. A lot of things that kind of things that I hear are that, you know, you're just going to a community so that you can watch as people pass on from this world, or, you know, it's the senior living communities are a place where nurses go when they can't make it in the hospital world. So, ladies, would you like to tell us about why you chose Lutheran Senior Services versus the hospital environment or versus another environment, and kind of help us bust those myths about senior living?
Absolutely. So, speaking from my own mindset prior to working with Lutheran Senior Services, senior care is such a taboo subject. There's a cream to stop your skin from aging. There's this. Like, yes. You don't want to age, and it's sad and it's depressing. And when it comes to taking care of seniors, people really thought about this as an awful task or a daunting task, when in reality, it's not that way at all. For caregivers all throughout LSS, because I've had the pleasure of, I met Anne Marie a year ago, and I've gotten to meet people from all different communities. Mm-hmm. You get in the mindset of, you're not going to work, you're going to someone's home. And you didn't see them from where they started, you're seeing them from where they came, where they're at now, sorry. And to get the opportunity to sit with somebody and listen to them tell you how it was to wake up next to their spouse for 70 years, every single day, it's an honor. It's not a task. You're blessed to do so.
I totally agree with you, Rachel. It's a pleasure. When we go into their homes, you know, they invite us in. There's a expectancy of, you know, greatness to take care of the residents. And again, it's an honor. We are accustomed to taking care of loved ones, you know, our family when they age or something happens to them. But their families have entrusted us to take care of their loved ones. So when they're away and they, you know, they are at our, you know, I'm coming to your home to take care of you. They want to know that when they're not there, that there's someone they're loving on them. And that's exactly what we do. They open up our hearts and they've opened up minds to a different level. I did not get an opportunity. Both my parents died at very young ages. So again, I just take them in as my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather. And it's not, it's the end of the world. These people have lived lives. Like you said, they woke up next to their spouses for 70 years. They've had children, grandchildren. And listen to some of their stories, you'd be amazed at the life that they've lived. You know, we take it for granted, oh, they're just here to wither away, but that's not true. I've actually had some great experience in learning from them, and you know how to, you know, go about raising children and just how to stick things out with our marriages and just life mm-hmm. in general. So it's an opportunity. It's not a job. It's just awesome. And I could not imagine working anywhere else but Lutheran Senior Services.
So it sounds like to me that you are, in addition to serving them, you're learning a lot from an older generation that you find valuable and applicable to your own life.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And you know, you don't have that opportunity in the hospitals. You're constantly turning over patients. The other thing that's really neat, Andy, is we have started REACH units, which are really units that our residents come to after they've had a surgery or things like that. And so it really also gives our nurses that opportunity to work at that higher level and use their critical thinking skills. And so we have just a wide range of opportunities for healthcare workers. So
absolutely. I've talked with some of our nurses, and going to a hospital versus coming to like a REACH short stay, yes, it is a little tiny med surge floor. It really is, but you get the care of the community, of the family, and your nurses on a day-to-day basis are using those skills. They are, you know, treating wounds, and they're doing all these awesome things every single day, and they're hands-on. And I don't think a lot of nurses out of school think that's what they're going to get when they come, but they do when they come with Lutheran Senior Services.
Absolutely.
I love hearing what you guys are all saying. I think it's incredible. And these are some of the things that we hear all the time from our employees across all our locations. But it's so valuable when you guys can just tell everyone exactly what your experience is like. Because when I get the opportunity to go out to communities, it is a big family. I know you guys do birthday celebrations and anniversary celebrations and holiday and all those great things. And it's that family. And that is something that that is really special and really unique to Lutheran Senior Services. Yes.
How would you describe, every job has its challenges. How would you say that the work that you do and that your team at LSS does is challenging? What makes it challenging and what drives you to meet that challenge?
Again, it's like a family. I have a fight with my sister, we have to still be together. True. We have a connection. And the challenge is we know why we're here. We're here to support someone, you know, we're in their home. They've opened up their doors to us, and we can't let them down. We won't let them down. So that's the challenge. We have to overcome what our problems is, realize that, hey, we're here for a purpose. You know, we've been accepted into someone's home and entrusted to do a job, and that's what we're going to do.
Sally. Oh, ladies, thank you so much for what you had to say. We're going to say goodbye to you now and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, we've got our crowd.
Yeah, good out there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel. Thanks, Paula.
So, Andy, we did want to bring in Rachel and Paula because they had such great things to say about working at LSS. And kind of, you're right, debunking that myth that it's sad and depressing. I can promise you it is not. We have tons of fun. But then on your same train of thought, there's a lot of myth out there that comes with the fact that if you're in senior living, somehow you can't have a career, you can't grow, you can't develop. And so our next guest is Drew Redman.
Hello.
And
morning, Drew.
He has definitely had a career at LSS, which is why we wanted to bring him in so that he could tell a little bit about his experience.
Absolutely.
Drew, what brought you to LSS?
Well, I started actually as an unpaid intern at one of our communities, Breeze Park in St. Charles. And a lot of people think that you've got to be a nurse or a clinician to work in this industry, but my background is business administration. And so I met with the executive director there, and we talked about opportunities, how I could use my background and make a difference in the lives of those residents. So,
and so how have you... Let's talk about your career. You started as an unpaid intern,
right,
learning about LSS and ways that you could serve there as well, using your skills as an unpaid intern. Where did it go from there?
Yeah, so LSS, what's great about it is they always look at growing their own people before looking outside.
Absolutely.
They've offered me opportunities all along the way. I'm kind of a job hopper because I've been at four different communities, but all within Lutheran Senior Services. So after being an unpaid intern, I went on to be an administrator in training, which turned into an administrator position in Jefferson City, and then administrator back here in St. Louis, to now I'm the director of clinical quality for the organization. So I work out of our home office.
Yeah. So when he says job hopper, so when you talk about your career path, it feels like that would be a really long time. So how long did it take you to progress to where you are now? How many years did you?
Well, I've been with the organization just under 6 years now.
Wow.
So I was,
oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, 6 years. Yeah. I always joke, five of those were paid.
Yeah.
So, six total, five paid. But yeah.
Well, I laugh as well because I started off as an intern as well in our communications department. And so just like Drew, you know, it's a growth where they're invested in seeing your talents and your gifts used in the best way possible to help a great mission, older adults living life to the fullest.
And I would say, you know, when you look at even like my team, the Rachel and Paula, who were in here earlier, both of them have been people who have come into the organization and started out as those frontline caregivers and have had such a passion for wanting to make sure that we have, you know, the people in the right places, and Paula's case and looking for the right fits to make sure that we have the right people here that they have really pursued growing. And, you know, one of the things that LSS does that not a lot of companies do anymore is we provide tuition reimbursement. So we not only have tuition reimbursement, we also have scholarships. So people who join our organization, especially if being a clinician is what is in your heart, you have the opportunity to come here and grow. You know, you start out in housekeeping or dining, and then after 6 months, we have a CNA school you can go to. And then we have scholarships to help you go to nursing school or to go to culinary school. So there's so many opportunities here for people to grow.
Drew, in 6 years, you've progressed quite a bit within the organization. And you talked about, you know, working as an intern in business administration. The business world can be quite competitive, and there's a lot of turnover in the business world. Why did you want to stay with LSS? What has driven you to stay with Lutheran Senior Services?
Well, one thing that's different about this industry, I think, is just the reward that you have from serving the residents. And that's the piece that was missing before I came into this industry. It's why I wanted to get into this in the first place. So also countless times I've seen the organization make decisions that it's not about necessarily what's the best financial result, what's the right thing to do. So it's been nice to see those type of decisions get made.
Great point. As an administrator, it sounds like you're in touch with the residents' life. How do you connect with the residents? How do you know what's going on in the life of the residents? How are you aware of what's going on in the communities that you're serving?
Well, you really can't help but be in touch with what's going on as an administrator. Because really it can be in any number of ways. It could be related to how the food was that day. It could be to the quality of the activities that we're providing. You know, it's those type of discussions. You've got to have those type of discussions with your residents to know what they want. And we really let them drive their day to day. So,
oh, Drew, I love to hear what you have to say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Congratulations again on the new position.
Thank you guys.
We're really excited.
Thank you.
Bye, Drew.
See you.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you. Yeah, so, the crowd out there.
They're still cheering away. And Drew is just one example, I think, of many. And Katrina, you probably are aware of so many more of people who have kind of grown at LSS and developed their career here. And it's definitely a possibility. And so if you're listening, you might be wondering, okay, this sounds like a really cool organization, which it is.
Yes.
What's kind of your next step then? So Katrina, this is your area of specialty of helping people connect with LSS. Why don't you introduce our next two guests as well?
Absolutely. So with me today, I have brought the experts in bringing people on board. And if you'll look out there, I have a whole bunch of other experts too that William's trying to cover up his face. But but the experts in bringing people in and really connecting with our candidates and finding what's the best fit for them and what's the best organization. So this is Aaron Krause. He is the recruiter at our Mason Point location.
Good morning, everyone.
And Shalitha, who works with HCBS, Affordable Housing, and Mason Point. But, you know, any member of our team can talk about any one of our communities. That's the beauty of having a centralized group. So I'll turn it over to them and let them talk about some of our community affiliations and how to join our team.
Well, thank you, Katrina.
How do you join the team?
Well, I guess before we can get to that, I think the first myth or one of the first myths we have to bust keeping to that topic is you do not have to be Lutheran to work for Lutheran Senior Services. So we want to get that out there right now, have it clear. We invite all people to come down or to get to our website and apply to our positions. So following that up, how do you apply? Well, first you're going to go to our great website, which is lssworking.org. Once you're there, basically you're going to see on the left side of the page, there's ways for you to filter by community. Once you do that, then you can select the job that you'd like to do or multiple jobs that you'd like to participate. You don't have to just choose one. If you think you have a lot of different skills you could bring to the company, please select more than one. And you can tell us then which one you'd prefer most, second most, etc. After that, you're obviously going to click on the job, hit apply. You're going to go through the steps of the application, which personal information, work history. So if you haven't had a chance beforehand, go ahead and get your work history down, maybe a resume too. That way you could attach that. And after that, you're just going to click submit. And possibly if you're a clinical person, you're going to go on to fill out one of our assessments afterwards as well. But once that process is done, we kind of pride ourselves on how quickly the process can go, actually. Because once that happens, once we receive your application, you're going to get reached out by one of the members of our team, often one of our recruiting assistants, about setting up an interview with one of our recruiters, a phone interview for the first step. And after that, once you go through that process, which lasts maybe 15 to 20 minutes, you're going to then get invited, hopefully, if everything went well, to a face-to-face interview on site at one of our communities, the community of your choice, obviously. And then from there, it's kind of in the hiring manager's hands, how that interview goes and everything like that. And then once we know we want to move higher with you, or move forward with you, excuse me, we then can move forward pretty quick. We like to, once we have you in there, once we know we like you, we like to get you an offer pretty quick, and get you going through the process so we can get you in for a new hire orientation day, and get you situated with our family.
It's one of the things that my team prides themselves on is making sure that all of our candidates are contacted within that first business day. Mm-hmm. So you guys who are out on Facebook, make sure you're going out and applying so that we can reach out to you today when we get back to the office.
Absolutely. And I would assume, Shalitha, you then get to be in touch with so many different candidates.
Yes.
And I'm sure one of the great parts about your job is finding those people who are super passionate. They have the skills, they love, you know, and they're looking for a job that they can love.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we not only just get our candidates from them applying, I mean, we participate in a lot of hiring events, and we have some community connections that we have. We use St. Patrick Center as just one of the people or the groups that we use to locate candidates. So you may not necessarily have to go to our website. We might personally invite you to apply. So there's a lot of ways, you know, to apply and become knowledgeable about our company and about our positions that we have open.
We also have a CNA school that is in-house. And so Shalitha is our contact that works with that advisory board for the CNA school. So we also have members of the community who join that school. And so we talk directly to them and work with those candidates to help them find placement once they have completed their program. So if you're in a program right now, any program, and our Facebook listeners, please feel free to reach out to us, because we want to really help you be able to find that good fit once mm-hmm. you have finished up your program.
Sometimes I think of your department as like the big puzzle piece master.
Yes.
Like, you guys know you're recruiting for these great positions, and you are on the hunt for that candidate mm-hmm. that's going to fit. Their puzzle piece is going to fit right in there to complete the picture. Yes. So you guys are master puzzlers.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Speaking of education, random question. Are there other clinical programs, say here in the St. Louis area, that come to LSS for clinical experience for their students, and then that's how they find out about LSS and say, this is where my dream job is, this is where I want to go after they have their clinical experience at LSS?
Go ahead.
Well, we use a lot of times we have like applied, I believe it's called Applied Tech. So we mm-hmm. use a lot of their students. They come in and they complete their clinicals. A lot of times we're able to offer those participants positions. So they not only find out through the program that they're involved in, but they tell their friends, and, you know, that filters throughout the community. So.
Yeah, and we work very closely with our clinical education mm-hmm. department. And mm-hmm. so as we have those different students that come in, we even have some students that are completing their bachelor's in nursing that are coming through that we work with. And of course, you know, Drew was in here before, and,
sure.
and he was a business major. So we definitely try to pair up with them and work with them to bring those candidates in.
Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone. Katrina, you and your entire team, you guys
yes,
are amazing.
Thank you.
We love what you do at Lutheran Senior Services. We are so thankful that you are on the hunt for people who are filled with passion, who are filled with talent, so that they can come and be a part of a great mission, a great family.
I have learned a lot. Actually, I've learned a lot today. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. So just to remind people, if they're looking, you know, they want to search a little bit more, they can always go to our website, lssliving.org. But if you want to apply, you just go to lssworking.org, and you can start that process there. And one of our great talent acquisition specialists will be in touch shortly then. So thank you.
Thank you all. What is, before we wrap up, what's coming up next time?
Andy, I know you're super excited, because 2 weeks from now, we're going to be at Merrimack Bluffs Ooh. Senior senior living community for one of our on-site ones. So gather up all your equipment. Get ready for a road show. We're going to be meeting with some of the residents from Merrimack Bluffs. Of course, we're going to be talking with their executive chef, Christopher. He might be making something delicious for you. I'll leave it at that. But then also just talking to some of our residents, seeing what they're doing over at Merrimack Bluffs and how they're living life to the fullest. So that'll be April 6th at 10 a.m.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.